Today's shir is Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. We'll finish up the third perek. And we were really at the last four words at the very end of Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says like this, continuing this idea of darshening the gematria of certain words. V'amar Rami Bar Abba, on the top, Hasotan, the letters of Hasotan, B'chushbenei, Tlas Mea, V'shisin V'arbo. It adds up to 364, which is the days of the year minus one. Says the Ramban on top, Yemos Hachama Shin Samech Hey, the 365 days of the year. In Kain, Iker Chad Yom, when there's one day, delay Slay Reshuso Lemisatin. Like, there's one day out of the year where the Satan doesn't have any permission to make problems. Dahayni Yom Kippur, that's on Yom Kippur. That the idea of lisatein means to accuse. So he can't make any accusations against the Klal Yisrael when he sees us on that day. Continues the Gemara and says, V'omer Rami bar Abba, k'siv Avram, k'siv Avraham. So, referring to Avram Avinu, right? Sometimes he's called Avram, then his name is changed. B'techile him lichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Mosayim v'arbol v'shlosh evarim. Originally Hashem had him ruling over 243 of his Evarim, of his limbs. That's the gematria of the name Avram. Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, Resh is 200, Mem is 40. Uvisof, in the end, Himlichu al Masayim va'arba'im Ushmona of Evarim. At the end, he ruled over 248 of his Evarim. That's the gematria of Avraham. Ve'elohein, Shte'inayim. These are the five additional ones, where his two eyes, Ushte Oznayim, and his two ears, Verosh HaGeviyah, and then in his male organ. So after his bris, he had complete shlita over them. The Ran here says in the third line, Shte Naim, Shte Oznayim, Shepetchile Himlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Evarav Shehem Birshuso Lizar Me'avera. So originally, he ruled over the Evarim that were in his control. Aval Eina Va'oznav Sha'odam, but the eyes of a person and the ears ain't in Bereshuso. That's not in your control. Sha'al korcha yireh be'enav va'oznav yishma. You see things. You hear things. I didn't mean to look. I didn't mean to hear, but it happens. It's not in your reshus. Uvesof, but in the end, after working on himself, kishenimol himlicha kodesh baruch ha'filu al eile. So Avravinu, the mile of Avra, was he had control even over these. It says the Ran, shol yistakev al yishama ki'im devar mitzvah. All he heard and all he saw was the Devar Mitzvah. Okay. Continuing now. For Omer Rami Bar Abba, my dichsiv, what does it mean in the pasuk? It says, Ir Ketana V'Anoshim. There was a little city and a few people in it, right? And then it's talking in Kohelis, then a king had a war against it, and he besieged it, and he built up a big army. Then there was a poor man who was wise, and he was to save the city, and no one remembered him. So what does this mean? See, Ir Ketana, Darshan's, again, Rami Bar Abba, Zeha Guf. The small little city is your guf, is your body. Vanoshim Bo Ma'at, and the few people who are in it, these men, Elo Evarim, these are your limbs. Uva Aleha Melech God of the Sovivo saw, and the great king who went against it and, was surrounding it, Ze Yetzahara, that's the person's Yetzahara. Uvan Aleha Mitzodim Vacharamim, and there was these, traps and they're besieging it, right? Elu onos, these are a person's averus. So now, matzabo ish miskein v'chacham. There was a poor wise man. Ze yetzer tov. That's the yetzer tov, the good inclination. Umila tu es ha'ir b'chachmaso, and he saved the city. Ze teshuva umasim tovim, through his repentance and his good deeds that the yetzer tov caused him. For adam lo zocher es ha'ish ha'miskein ha'hu. No one remembered him. De b'shas yetzer hara leist demadkele li yetzer tov. When a yetzer hara comes to try to overpower, nobody remembers the yetzer tov. Okay, ha chachma toz lechacham me'asara shlitim. So wisdom is for a wise person more than 10 rulers over a city. What do you mean? There's 10 rulers over the city. The Ran here says me'asara shaltonim shaltim ba'adam. There are 10 rulers over a person. Sherov ma'aseh ha'adam nasin al yideihem. The majority of our actions are done through these. Through these actions, I mean things we do, our hands, our feet, that's what we do to perform actions in this world. Continues the Gemara of Chochma Toz La Chocham Zu Teshuva Umasim Toivim. That's doing a Teshuva and good deeds. Me'asar Shalton Shte Inayim Shte Aznayim Shte Yadayim Shte Raglayim V'Roish Shgivya V'Hapeh. That the 10 limbs that we use to interact with the world. That's what we're saying now. The 2 eyes, the 2 ears, the hands, the feet, the male organ, and one's mouth. Om Rabbi Zecharia Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoitzi Kehuna Mishem. Originally, the Havamina was that Hashem wanted the Kehuna to come from Shem, and all the Kohanim would be descended from him. Shneimar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vehu Kohen the Keloyon. He was the Kohen, the priest to the Almighty God. Kevin Shehikdim Birkas Avraham LeBirkas HaMakom. But when Shem, here Malchi Tzedek, gave the bracha to Avraham before he gave the bracha to Hashem, Hotzia me Avraham. He changed it, and he had it come from Avraham, but Davkan Avraham, not from any one of the other descendants of Shem. So on this, actually, 1 second, we'll hold off until we see the end of the Gemara, and then I'll come back to Sfas Emes. Shneimar, right, the Pasuk says, so these are the Psukim in Lech Lecha. He says, blessed be Avram, the God who made heaven and earth, right? The Almighty God. Amalo Avraham, the chimak demon birkas eved, the birkas kono. Is it make sense to give a bracha to the eved, meaning to me, before the master? Right, you should have saved Hashem first. So miyad nesona la Avraham. Immediately, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the kahuna to Avraham. Shneimar neum Hashem ladoni, shave limini ad ashis oivecha hadoim liraglecha. Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies into your footstool. Ubasrei, right after, because if it's written, Nishba Hashem v'lo yinachem ata kohen la'olam al divrasi malki tzedek. Right? You, Hashem took a shvur, you're not going to repent, you're going to be the kohen forever because you're a king of righteousness. Right? This phrase, al divrasi malki tzedek. So, the drasha is, al diburo, on your words, what you spoke, right? Shel Malki Tzedek. The words that you, Malki Tzedek, said, you were shame. You should have had it, but it was taken away. Haydech Siv, that's what it says. Who Kohen the Kelion? That this, he was the Kohen, the priest to the Almighty, the High God. Who Kohen, right? He, meaning Malki Tzedek, was the Kohen, Ve'ein Saro Kohen. And his children would not become the Kohan. I mean, it's like a miyat. It's limited to him. There's a comment in the Sfas Emes over here. He says, I'm Parshas Lech Lecha. He says, Ha'olam hazeh nivra ba'os hei. We know that it's based upon the Gemara Menachos on Chavtes, that this world is created with the letter hey. Ki beko Hashem tzur olamin. Right? That the hey is, it's got a little opening on top. It's got a big bottom. You could drop out. You could fall through this world. The Chamisha kinyonim heim, Shekhan HaKadosh Baruch Ba'olamo. So the Sfas Emes here is quoting in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav, we talked about the 5 kinyonim that Hashem had, right? Just reading for that for a second. Chamisha kinyonim kon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. Hashem acquired 5 things. Ve'eluhein, number 1, Torah, kinyon echad. Shemayim va'aretz, kinyon echad. That's the second one. Number 3, Avram, kinyon echad. Yisrael, kinyon echad. Beis HaMikdash, kinyon echad. These are the 5 things that belong to Hashem. And the Mishnah says, Avram kinyan echem, how do you know? So now the Sfas Emes is building upon that mission. He says like this, that Avram was one he has. Zeo haremes al hey shnitosfo la Avram. This is why the hey, gematria 5, was added onto Avram. Biglal she would zees kol evarav la Hashem, vehimlichu Hashem al kulam. So he put Hashem over all of them, that's the hey that was used for that. And the Sefer Dover Tzedek quotes this idea about Malki Tzedek having it and then, so to speak, losing it and being only to Avram. The kasha b'ma'od if Avram Mishem. So, in what aspect was Avraham really better than Shem? Halogam Avraham ibn Shemhu, he's one of Shem's descendants, right? That's where the phrase anti-Semites, right? Semites is mean descendants of Shem, the Jews. The Od, Halo Hakahuna Yotza Me Aaron Vonov. Really, the Kahuna goes from Avraham and his kids. The Harbi Doros and Acharim. This is many, many generations later. Sel Omer Ein Korn Avos Elish Shlosha. When the Gemara says in Brochos and Tez Zayin and Beis, that really only three are called Avos. Shame lo zochel l'shem av. He, Shame, Malki Tzedek, was not the privilege to have the name of being called the Avos. For Ashim Techila Hayamuchan Lazer. Originally, he was prepared to have this. Beglach Adazu Nilkach Mimen was taken away from because of this when he benched Avraham before giving the bracha to Hashem first. Avram Avinu Shia Techila Gerim, and Avram was the beginning for all the Gerim. Hadinhu Gerin is Gerik Kotel Nolodomi. When a Ger converts, then he is considered to be like a brand new child. Ein lo yichus av klal, and he has no yichus to his avos. That means v'hotziyo me Avraham. He took him out from Avraham. Beautiful idea to end off the third perek of Nedarim. Hadar Alach Arba Nedarim.